Or, you know, if your watch is fast, it means that it gained time. Or if a film is designed, if a film is fast, right, it's designed for a short exposure time. And, you know, fast can also mean that a person is a close friend, right? It is also an acronym for an organization called Federation Against Software Theft. Hey, it's out there, all right? My point is that many times our English language has made one word have many meanings. The Greek writers of the New Testament used just a little bit more care as they wrote down their Greek and used their words. They used a little bit more imagination and were more precise trying to describe something. And for us today, we're trying to get across this concept of fear. And while there were around 16 words in the New Testament to express fear, the concept of fear, we're going to focus on three today. And we want to look at self-confidence versus God confidence, fear factor versus faith factor. Now, if we look, if you get your Bibles back out and look at Matthew 14, verses 27 and 30. 27 and 30, Matthew 14. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And if we move on down to 30, but when Peter noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Now, that word in Greek is phobeo. Phobeo. It's one type of fear in this passage, and it means to frighten. That is, to be alarmed, or by analogy, to be in awe of, or revere, be sore afraid, fear exceedingly, reverence. That's what phobeo is. Phobeo is. It's a natural fear. In the Bible, it's used of, in the Bible, it is used of the fear of God or fear of death. We're a little funny here. Columnist David Berry wrote, "All of us are born with a set of instinctive fears: fear of falling, fear of the dark, fear of lobsters, fear of falling on a lobster in the dark, fear of speaking before a Rotary Club, and finally, fear of the words some assembly required." In this day and age, you might have fear in opening up a toy. You know, there's even a song written about the plastic around toys these days. You know, "Kids, please leave the room while I open your toys." But anyway, phobeo is what keeps you from driving 120 miles an hour down a dark back road. All right? Phobeo is what keeps you from stepping off a 12-story building. This is not an unnatural or unhealthy fear. Now, you can have overcome this, can't you? People jump out of airplanes with just a little bit of, is it silk? Yeah, and a bunch of strings tied together. All the time, don't they? That kind of makes it scary just saying it that way, doesn't it? Yeah. Or, you know, that's phobeo, right? They overcome their phobeo of that fear. How about, you know, race car drivers? They overcome their fear of speed, don't they? On Fear Factor, contestants regularly are able to overcome their natural fears. And we've all met people who have been able to do this, where they have risen above their fear. So that's phobeo. The second kind of fear is found in Matthew 14, 26. Matthew 14, 26. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. That is phobos. Phobos. It's another type of fear used in this passage. And it means panic, flight, fear, the causing of fear or terror. It's where we get our word phobia. Phobia. Phobos. It's a paralyzing fear. If phobeo is a natural fear, then phobos is an unnatural fear. Illogical fear. If phobeo is protective, common sense fear, then phobos is a terrifying, illogical fear. If we were to go to the website www.phobialist.com, you would find more than 500 human fears in alphabetical order. If you're interested, I am here to serve, okay? The type of fear is a crippling fear. It's a paralyzing fear. It brings about a feeling of terror and dread in our lives. So, how do we connect faith and fear? I mean, I want to begin drawing a line between this faith and fear. And it's interesting that Jesus continually connects a lack of faith with too much fear. 14, 30 and 31 in Matthew.